Oh, it's time. Oh, you're right. This time. Hi, everybody, and welcome, welcome, welcome. So happy to be here. And we all should be super happy being here because we know that it's been decided on last Rosh Hashanah that we will be alive this year. And this coming Rosh Hashanah, we're going to pray again that we have another year and we will have more money and we'll have more love and more healthy. And we have to feel that every year is by itself. They're not connected. So meaning, not this weekend, next weekend is Rosh Hashanah. So it's the beginning of the year. And I'm so sorry that we cannot host everybody because of the COVID and the situation. Of course, as much as David disagreed for me to say it, of course it will be 1,000 people or 100 people and somebody willing to donate a big room, then we can do it in a big room, separate from each other, 6 feet away. But this you have to talk to the production, the person who in charge of Vital, which is Debbie Gian. Right, Debbie? Anyway, the portion of today is Atem Nitzavim Ayom. You standing today, all of you, in front of the Creator, your Maker, God, Rashechem, your leaders, Shiftechem, your tribe, the Alderi, Ziknechem, Shotrechem, your police, all the people from Israel, the children, women, convert Jew, people among the camp, from a person who profession that chopped the wood until the person who bring the water. Basically, the Torah is telling us everybody standing. Nitzavim. 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 Meaning you're standing. And the idea is like that. Every Shabbat, before Rosh Hashanah, your soul feel a pressure. The pressure already began, but you're going to feel even more next Sunday, this coming Sunday. You're going to feel pressure, urgency. Some people will get confused with the urgency. Some people will be okay with the urgency. Oh, different type of people. So that energy of urgency is sometimes not comfortable. But what is that urgency? Well, from Sunday, we have to start to prepare ourselves for the connection, the meeting with our Maker. And we all have to think about, can I improve myself? Can I make myself better? But there is danger in it. When you try to do tshuva, when you try to make yourself better, sometimes you fall into depression. You start hating yourself. The point is, you know, I have, for my birthday, I have my dear friend got me a gift of Peloton. It's a bicycle that you do in the house. I couldn't get a better gift than that in my life. You know, because I'm home and I can do some exercise. And I'm not the best, you know. I think I'm average or maybe below average. Debbie's better than me, if you want to know it. And the idea is that when you do the bicycle, there is a person who, not scream at you, but encourage you to do better, you know. And sometimes they say move the gear into 42, let's say. For me, it's hard. For Debbie, it's not. So something for me to do 40 is a little bit hard. I mean, I can do the speed. And I was thinking about it today. It's the same thing with the old concept of teshuvah, the old concept of repentance. What is repentance? You know, the idea is to make another piece of yourself better. This is what tshuva. You have to stop doing the negative thing, because the negative that you are doing working against you. Stop doing the negativity. Can we turn on the So, when a person is not busy doing something good, let's say you're stealing. The stealing is a problem, but not from a manners point of view. It's a problem because that becomes a shell to prevent you feel the love of the Creator toward you. And for that reason, you can love yourself. You can see the good in you. So the whole point of Teshuvah is for you. Nothing is better than doing Teshuvah, to meaning repentance, before Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, it's called Elul. Elul is E-L-U-L, which is spelled out, Ani ledodi vedodili. I am to my beloved, and my beloved to me. Which means whatever you do, you're going to get back. This is Elul. It's giving you preparation. When you come to Tishrei, say Tikkuni HaZohar, it's working backward. I don't know if you're aware of that. Taf, Shin, Resh. Meaning those letters going backward, I don't know if you know the how the Hebrew letters spell, it's Kuf, Resh, Shin, Taf. Tishrei is trying to tell you Tashar, meaning it's going backward. As I heard it from Rabbi Benayahu from Yerushalayim. It's going backward, and he mentioned it from Tikkuni HaZohar. Tremendous secret. It's showing you that in Tishrei, you're already in court of heaven. So, you can start changing there. Make some decision. Don't make big decision, but small. Better than last year. And add something spiritual to your doing. Don't just add whatever you feel like. You cannot add whatever you feel like. There is 613 what we call mitzvot, precept. There is 248 things that you should be doing. And 365 things you shouldn't be doing. Don't steal what you shouldn't be doing. Help the poor is what you should be doing. And there is many of those, all of them are together 613. But if you said, I think I'm going to go vegan. It's not included in 613, by the way. So you have to know what it is. Talk to a person that you respect and tell them, listen, what do I need to add before Rosh Hashanah? You take 5 minutes conversation. The person will ask you, what is the thing that you're doing the worst? You know, that you know it's forbidden by spirituality. It's also forbidden by not being nice to human beings. Very important. Also, in this week, you have to ask forgiveness for the people around you. Family, member, people around you that harm you, or people that you think you might hurt them. Can I say I'm sorry to them? I say, I'm sorry. If you feel you cannot go to them and say, I'm sorry, because it can create fight, don't do it. Send the text and the letter. If they answer, Baruch Hashem, if they don't, they don't. If you have neighbor, like my street here, hopefully I will remember to do that. You do a little basket of a plate with some cookies and muffin, and you put a nice note, I wish you a happy new year, and then you go around and you give it the plate. Those kind of things has to be before Shana. As you start with the energy of kindness, the energy of kindness find you. For that reason, on Rosh Hashanah, you're not supposed to eat something sour, not supposed to eat thing that make your face look bad on Rosh Hashanah. Why? Because that's the seed of the year. And if you look sour in the seed of the year, the whole year it's sour. Chal v'shalom. That's what the Sephardic believe. So for that reason, everything is with the honey. You take the bread, you dip it in honey. You take the apple, you dip it in honey. I even start, bli nara, bli neder, I will start even this Shabbat, already to put things in honey. Why? Because honey is a special thing. I think I mentioned it last week, if I'm not mistaken. Honey, there is a what we call halacha, there is a question, it's a religious question, if honey is a very unique thing, it's the only product that comes from non-kosher animal that you're allowed to eat. Bee, you cannot eat. But the honey that comes, eat. What is it telling you about the honey? It's very powerful. It purified everything. So for that reason, you dip something with honey, tremendous. Tremendous. Hopefully today, I don't know if you can find the real honey. They say in New Zealand, they still have a real honey. That's what they say. Those of you who can afford it, try to use a real honey for Rosh Hashanah. If you can afford it, it's expensive, New Zealand honey. But anyway, I'm not here to sell the honey. So how do you begin to change? The beginning of the change from Nitzavim point of view is first, you got to see the good in yourself. There is no point to beat yourself up. I don't know where people came up with that idea that if they hate themselves, it's going to be okay. And if they beat themselves up, it'll be okay. Yes, you need to work on the ego. But if you have ego, I mean, if you really think you have ego, I mean, could be that your whole ego trip is you think you have an ego. What kind of ego you have? I mean, I don't know. People come to me and say, I have too much ego. And I look at them, I say, ego about what? I remember that man came to me. He was 42 years old. His mother, a good Polish mom, I don't know if you know what a Polish mom is, tough mom, sent them to me. She lives in Tel Aviv. He lives in New York. And she said, do me a favor, fix my son. And she gave me, she paid for it. So I was supposed to meet him every morning and in his house, in, I don't know how you call it, that part, next to the park, very fancy apartment. And I'm going to see him. I say, how are you doing? Baruch Hashem, you know, we meet each other. And he said to me, I read in the book that I need to work on my ego. I said, that's for regular people. You don't need to work on the ego. He looked at me and said, what do you mean? I thought I have ego. Now, the guy was a very good looking, smart, rich, like the catch of the year. And I said to him, well, you're not a good looking. You're not so smart. And you don't have enough money. So I don't think you need to work on yourself, on the ego. There's no point yet. Once you're going to get there, maybe you can... The guy starts saying, no, I'm looking, women look at me, I'm smart, I'm dead. Nah, not so much. That conversation didn't work well for him. Even his mother said, work with Eliyahu, only Eliyahu can help you. Didn't work well. Then I tell him, listen, have a good life, have a good day. He went through a lot of trouble. And I met him again, coincidentally, in California. Coincidentally. Met him in California, come to my apartment. I had an apartment, one bedroom with two kids. I don't know, I don't need to explain you how small it is. It looked like a basement. And I lived there. And he tried to tell me how rich he is and how beautiful he is. He didn't forget, 5 years after. And I said, well, you get better. You look great now. And you seem like you've been rich. It seems like you become smarter. And the person start crying. I said, what happened? He said, Eliyahu, you know, when you told me that I don't have all this and this and that, I changed a lot. I went to transformation. I left my profession. I started working on myself. And without you know what you did to me, basically, I will start being busy making myself better and better and better every day, better with money, better with wisdom, better with look, work out. And all of a sudden, I become humble. And I couldn't understand why. And he told me, I think it's because you raise the level of expectation and the level of desire for me. And I said, well, you know, when you become a mentor or a teacher or whatever people call me, you had to be careful how you talk to the person. When you meet with a person in different levels, you have to talk to them according to their level. When I met you, I told them, you were not doing well. You were thinking you have ego, and you're thinking that you are perfect, and you try just to crush your ego every day. What I did to you, I show you how far you can go. And you were busy building yourself up for 5 years. And now, you are 10,000 better, time better, and you don't have ego. Please don't work on the ego. Please. Don't fool yourself. It's one of the trick of many rabbi, priest, minister, guru, what else you have out there? I don't know. That want you to be busy with that days and night. You love yourself. Love yourself as a part of the creation. Love yourself. You're part of the creation of your maker. Become better. Become better. If you beat yourself up, you're going to be busy with yourself. When you become better, you are basically add to your community. When a flower looks at itself and says, I'm not good enough, that flower doesn't add anything. When a flower said, I'm going to smell better tomorrow, and I'm going to be better tomorrow, then you add to the community, you feel good about yourself, everything works out. So, Atem Nitzavim Hayom, God tried to tell them, Moshe Rabbeinu, Moses tried to tell the people, we are all together. We are in it together, my friend. It cannot be a better time than this to the universe, I'm sorry to say it, that everybody with the COVID and everybody with the economy, 7.2 billion people are busy with one problem, with this little thing that you could not even see it. Make everybody crazy, the doctors, the business, everything, this little thing, just to let you know how great is the Creator. How great is the Creator. The Creator brought these things on us, not as a punishment, as a wake-up call, that maybe we will understand that there is a higher force than your teacher, your doctor, your coach, your whatever that you think that it is. There is a force called the light force of the Creator that loves you unconditional. Unconditional. But for you to feel that love of unconditional love, you gotta change. If you're gonna be busy beating yourself up, you're not gonna be able to feel the love of the Creator toward you. Because you're gonna be busy beating yourself up and beating yourself up. I'll tell you something personal happened to me this Shabbat. It's embarrassing, but I will share it. I will do make sure I'm not hurting anybody. Why don't we do Shabbat alone? And my son told me, God bless my son, he's somebody who changed already thousands of people. You know, in a young age, he doesn't talk a lot, but what he does behind the scene is tremendous. His name is Michael. I don't know if you know him. So, he cried this third meal, and he looked at me, and he said to me something like, I don't love him enough, or I don't support him enough. Try to remember the words, all kind of words that make me feel, as a father, you know, how can I do such a thing? I want the best for my son. Then he cried, and everybody cried at the table. Can you imagine me? Like, everybody cried. He complained about me. And what would you do? I didn't cry. I looked at him and I said that to him. How would you know I don't approve of you? How do you know I don't like you? What happened? And that happened a lot during the COVID because family are together. We are, I don't know about you, but we are in the house. We didn't go anywhere. We're in the house since March. So he told me you made the face. He's very sensitive. He has moon and cancer. No, moon and Virgo and rising cancer. Yeah, it's Virgo. His birthday coming next week. If you are on his Facebook page or Instagram, please wish him happy birthday. And he looked at me and said, you make a face like this. And that means you're angry with me. I said, no, when I'm angry with you, I talk. I say it to you, I'm angry with you. I don't make faces. I'm Israeli. I'm not holding back. I'm not American. You know, I just say it. Hey, what are you doing? I said, when I make a face, it's a different face. It's like I'm looking, and my wife explained it to him. Said that when I'm looking inside, I said, maybe I did a mistake how I educate you. I'm not judging you. I'm looking inside. But what came out of this? That I'm tough on myself. Tough on myself. Not good. Not good. Eliyahu. For that reason, those of you who released a video yesterday, I realized that I fell too. And for that reason, I share it with you. Don't be hard on yourself because other people will suffer. If you go miserable, if you look like a raisin, you ever take a grape and turn it into a raisin. it's all, I don't know the words for it. I think the only word I know it's in Yiddish. It's all a kvetch. It's called kvetch. You look like a kvetch. Kvetch meaning like I press the whole grape down and I smash it. You can look like a kvetch. There's one good thing in life. Celebrate it. Sometimes you meet people that are draining your energy. They suck your entire energy because they're miserable. Everything is bad. They are bad. The wife is bad. The husband is bad. The kids are bad. The money is bad. And when you ask them, is anything good? Let me tell you, it's so bad. It's unbelievable. When you're next to them, you need to go to sleep after that. There's no energy left. We sometimes act like that. So, it's a wake-up call for my son. He saved me. I realized there's something about me that works so hard on myself that people think I hate them. Or people think I don't like them or I'm angry with them because I make a face like this to look inside. It's not the way to change. A way to change is to look for what you're good for, and add more stuff to be good. And yes, there is other things which are tough to prevent. If you have bad habit or addiction, you gotta change. You gotta change. It's true. You gotta change. You gotta prevent it. So that's what Atem Nitzavim. You are standing today in front of the Creator. All of you. It's saying all of you. Why? Because God wants to choose you as a nation before Rosh Hashanah. Go ahead. Now you cannot go in front of God and say, God, listen, I need to lose weight. I'm not beautiful. I don't know what's going to be with me. And this and that. This wife just called me 2.5 years ago. She got married and she gained weight. You know, after she gave birth to a baby, after 1 year they're married, she gave birth, she gained weight, she cannot lose weight, she keep getting weight. So she keep telling her husband, I'm fat, I'm fat, I think I'm fat, I'm fat, I'm fat. The husband want to divorce her. So she called me urgently, so I called the husband and said, let's talk, please, what's going on? I said, yo, I can hear my wife saying, I'm fat, I'm fat, I'm fat. I don't think she's fat. I don't think she's fat. But she's saying I'm fat. I can't hear it anymore. She's sucking my energy with fat. So when you want to change, don't go across the front of God and say I'm no good. You can't do that. You have to look into thank you, gratitude. Thank you for creating me. Thank you for giving me another ear. Thank you for this lovely life. I know, God, I did much better than last year. There is few parts I need help from you. Please help me with this. Please help me with that. To become better. That's really what it's all about. As I'm talking to you about it, 2 weeks ago, Debbie and me created, we didn't release it yet, it's a family structure. Meaning, we're very blessed to have, like, thank God, Blinara, one of the, I cannot say more thank you to God for the wife that I have, for the 2 sons I have, and my daughter that I have. I mean, I don't need to tell you, from all medical point of view, my wife was never supposed to have a kid. If you want to hear the story, you can ask her. And somehow, from a miracle point of view, that happened. Not only that happened, that I have family who can study with me, who can teach me, and I can teach them. This is a tremendous gift. So, many people ask me in the last year and a half, actually it started 3 years ago, why I'm not writing a curriculum for family, how to establish the job of the father, the job of the mother, the job of the kids, how to develop the kid from this age to that age. And I wrote the curriculum for school, but I didn't think to write a curriculum for people before they marry, while they're getting married, after they have kids. I didn't think about that from the parents' point of view. So my children, my wife, a few students from LA, few students from New York, few students from Croatia, I think that's the country, yes, asked me if I can develop that program. So I'm working on it. We're in the middle of it. It's not ready yet. We will release to you ability, a coaching way for you to have a better life from a family point of view. After this, we're going to develop the nutrition part. Then we're going to develop the psychological, the medical, and the spiritual. So hopefully we'll be able to cover all this umbrella for you. And please pray for me that I will be able to do it this year. so it can be released and help a lot of people, especially after the COVID, will be a lot of issue. Once we've been released from that situation, a lot of family issue will come to the surface. I'm preparing you for that. Anyhow, so when you get to Rosh Hashanah, you need to understand you need to reinvent yourself. And when you have Shabbat before Rosh Hashanah, this Shabbat, Shabbat include, there is no time. If there is no time, that means this Shabbat is already included within it Rosh Hashanah. It's captured within it. It's the seed level. And because of that, you want this Shabbat from Friday night till Saturday night to do everything you can to make it perfect. It has to be the best you can do. The best food, the best baking, the best praying, the best meditation, the best of everything. It's got to be right. Because this is going to change your life. You need to know that the Rosh Hashanah, I told you last week, you're going to be judged. Now, the good news, that the judge is God. The bad news, the persecutor, I cannot say his name, is has a name, the negative side. When you take the name of God, combine it with a secret name, out to tear up that negative force, you put all the letters together, you're going to get exactly the numbers of this year. What we call 781, we know that this year is 781. Tav Shin Pei Aleph. Shin Pei Aleph, okay? And Tav Shin Pei Aleph. Tav is 400, Shin 300, Pei 80, Aleph 1. So I don't, they can see it now?
They can see it.
That means that this year you can tear up all the negative side of yourself, whatever you couldn't do before, available. From Rosh Hashanah, available. Accessible. Accessible. Second thing, it's the year of opportunity. Don't look at the news, the magazine, what they tell you, prediction. No. Year of opportunity. The year that you're going to divide good from bad. You want to think bad? You want to do bad? You want to talk bad? Bad it is for you. That's why it's combination of the name together. Please look at it. But if you will think different, you will talk different, you will behave different, this year is Yudke Vavke. Unbelievable opportunity. Let me tell you another secret. Most of you don't know it. Before I blow the shofar, every time before I blow the shofar, that's the name I'm looking at. I couldn't wait longer for this name to be appear in a time that we can blow it. Tell you another one. I want to say also thanks to Rabbi Rosenblum from Bnei Brak. He's a rabbi that don't study Kabbalah, but for a weird reason, he decided to study this section and he was embarrassed. He said, listen, I'm not into Kabbalah, but I saw it. And then he closed it. I said, this is a wonderful secret. It's almost like he delivered the secret to me, and that's why I'm sharing that with you. Anyway, so reinvent yourself. How do you reinvent yourself? It say in the Mishnah, Lo alecha amelacha ligmor, velo ata ben chorim leipater mimena. The Mishnah in Perkei Avot, in the section of what do you call it, father, ethics of the father. You should all read it before Rosh Hashanah. Tremendous Mishnah. Ethics of the Father is online, English. Very easy to understand. It says, it's not up to you to finish the job, but you're not free to stop doing it. Spirituality is not to require the person to do a perfect job. Spirituality is require the person to push harder every time. But not push harder with the guilt. Not push harder by hating yourself. Not push harder say I'm not good enough. Push harder. You can do better job. You can do better job. If I did on the Peloton first 20 minutes, then you move to 25. Then 27. Then 30. Until you get 45 minutes, that's nice. You do 11 miles, that's nice. Something is happening. If you couldn't stop milk, sugar, and meat, and bread, and all this, and you only stop sugar, it's not good. Give compliment to yourself. Speak nice to yourself. If you cannot see the good in you, why would you expect God and the angels and everybody say, oh, what a great person. You don't like yourself. You got to like yourself. You got to love who you are. Everything about you, you got to love. And then the negative things that you're doing are wrong. But they are not the main idea of who you are. They are part of who you are. Who you are is good. That's why God's still investing in you. That's why God still wants you to make it. You have everything behind you. Your angels. The righteous soul. Your soul. Everything about you is tremendously okay. Yes, there's this little thing that it's not good. Yes, we all have it. We all have it. I have that face when I'm thinking about what's wrong with me. You have your issue with food. You have your addiction. We all have issues. Atem nitzavim kulchem hayom. You are standing today. Say the Torah today. What is today? Every day till Rosh Hashanah you're standing. But you remember, we are one unified group. The community of Aleh that we have here. From Vital. Tremendous community. Do you know that they come? They walk. They use whatever it is. To come here to hear the Torah that my son Michael and Yehuda are reading. For them, in the street. And people from the different house, listen to them. You know how hot was this Shabbat? Under than 10. I asked them not to come. I said, it's dangerous. They came. They came. They sit. They stand. It was hot. Yes, we supply a few water and kegel and some cake. But compared to their effort, I have to tell you, I was jealous. I was so jealous. I was so jealous, not in a bad way, that I went down, I put the mask, I went down and I said, can I give you a lecture while I'm standing in the sun? I could do it from the shade. No. I said, they merit such a thing that they make effort to be with the light when it's uncomfortable. The reward that they are getting is endless. I was looking at all of them, I said, my God. They get such a portion now. This is it. They done. They Rosh Hashanah says, oh, they already receive all the light. The effort that they made? Wow. Wow. Somebody even came back for Mincha after that. Woo! That's a desire, my friend. You have that, you have it all. So remember, please, I'm begging you. Do not judge yourself. Do not hate yourself. It's not the time. All what you got to do is take one little part about your personality that you don't like, and it's time to change. Don't hate even the negative part about you, because that negative part about you was put, injected to your gene, to your DNA, so you can overcome it. One gentleman came to me, and he said, it was in Miami, he said, Eliyahu, I have severe anger issue, but I'm perfect beside that. I can't stand myself. I said, how bad it is. I said, well, I'm getting depression right now. So I have an anger issue, and I'm now depressed, and I can't stand myself because yesterday I raised my hand over my son, but I didn't hit him. Then I raised my hand over my wife, and I didn't hit her. And after I did that, I went to my room and cried. And then I almost want to kill myself for doing it. I hate myself so bad. It was a tough call for me. Of course, I suggest for him anger management. I decide for, he said, listen, I try all of it. Then I suggest he will do a healing session with me. And I did it for him. It helped a lot. But then before I left Miami, he said, I'm very nervous. You're leaving. You're going back to LA. What are we going to do? I said, can I talk to you for an hour? So we sit together. I said to him, listen. Where is that anger came from? From psychological point of view, yes, we can know the child or the family. This much easier to fix. But if you believe in God, and He does, God inject to you that issue. That issue is your curving ball, is your curveball that you need to overcome. And through overcoming that inner issue, you become a champ. You become a king. Or a woman can become a queen. Those issues that you try to get rid of and you hate yourself for that was given to you too. Your ability and disability was given to you when you were born. It was a gift. They gave you issue, and it's based on the sign of the zodiac. So if you're a Gemini, you like to speak about people behind their back. If you're Scorpio, it will be a sex issue. If you're Leo, it will be a pride. If you're Libra, you will be confused. It's part of your DNA. All what you got to do is to recognize it. Don't hate yourself for that. Now try to overcome it a little bit more and more every time. And every time you overcome it, good, bravo. Don't hate yourself. Don't hate yourself. It's forbidden. Okay? So let's talk about the reinvent yourself after you stop hating yourself. I hope it's clear. I think it was clear, the message. So I'm going to go now. Reinvent yourself, say Rabbi Isaac Luria. The first thing is to understand there is two things in your heart. Yira ve'ava. Yira means respect and love. When you wake up in the morning and you have respect for the Creator and love to the Creator, because you believe that the Creator respects you and love you before you respect and love the Creator, then things start to change for you. That's what the Ari said. If you really want to do something right, short and easy. Wake up in the morning, stop. First wake up, jump from the bed. Don't wake up slowly from the bed. Get out of the bed. Don't wait for the massage therapist to arrive. Jump. After you jump, close your eyes. Say, thank you, God, for bringing my soul back. And then close your eyes and say, I absolutely know that the Creator respects me and loves me. And for that reason, I will respect and love the Creator back. That's the minimum of relationship between two forces. That's what Dari said. So that's first from Dari. Now, that's first way to reinvent yourself. Debbie, if I'm going confused because I'm excited, let me know. It's too much. Okay. I'm just checking with Debbie. Maybe I'm injecting too much information. So I don't want to blow your mind with that, because sometimes when I get excited, I enjoy it. Then we can lose people on the field. No, we're good? No way. And then it's a second way of reinventing yourself. You're going to be shocked what the Breslev is Rabbi Nachman Breslev in Likutei Moharan. It's you're going to find a song that you like and sing it. I know it sounds ridiculous to some of you because you think you have a bad voice. If you're embarrassed of your voice, put yourself in the closet. I don't relate it to get out of the closet, but put in the closet or in, I don't know, somewhere, and sing. Sing the song to you. Sing the song. And sing it with happiness. Whatever you do, sing the song with happiness. If you sing a sad song, by the way, sad song come from the Dark Lord. If you want to know if the Dark Lord starts controlling you, is when you become sad and depressed. If you want to know if the good side start to communicate with you, is if you sing happy song and you're celebrating. Celebrating. You know, I came from Sephardic family. Some of the Sephardic family can be a little bit depressed. Ashkenazi too. I mean, they can be, listen to some kreich. In Yiddish they call it kreich. Meaning something heavy. What's wrong with our life? And those of you who are old enough, it used to be a band called King Crimson. You know, very depressed. Or R.E.M., I think it's called. You know, if I'm not mistaken. They're depressing. So the Moharan said that a person have to be busy from this moment till Sukkot, what kind of music and song I can listen to, and what kind of song can I sing that's within it, happiness. Once you come to Rosh Hashanah, you're allowed to cry. But the tears that you cry is for the begging the Creator to give you a second chance to be happy. Second chance to love the Creator. Second chance to be able to respect the Creator. Second chance to be able to feel all the people who respect you. Second chance to feel all the people who love you. That's what you ask for, second chance. That's why you're crying. Because the crying and the screaming in Rosh Hashanah showed that you have a strong desire to change. Likutei Moharan. Now, let's go now to the Zohar. Reinvent yourself. Say Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. What does that mean, all of you who are standing here Imanu Hayom today? So it say, it doesn't talk about human beings, say Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. It say all the souls that exist in the billions of souls that exist, the one that were born, the one that die, the one that will be reincarnate, all of them together are standing a week before Rosh Hashanah. People don't know it. Rosh Hashanah is not a Jewish holiday. It's a human holiday. Please tell all people, find a way to hear the shofar. I'm sorry I don't have that expensive camera from Yerushalayim. I'm sorry I don't have enough room, more than 20 people. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry for a lot of things. Hopefully, I don't know, 1,000 people want to come and we get a room that can fit 5,000 so can be far away from each other. You know, we don't have it. It doesn't matter. Don't judge me and don't judge yourself. It's all good. We're going to pray for all of you. We just need your name and your father name, and you can email to us and we make sure that it will be on the table where I blow the shofar to think about each and every one of you. Second, you're going to send to us. I don't know if you send them that email yet. Not yet. You're going to send to us an issue. Make sure you don't put your name there. An issue that you ashamed of. Something that you keep doing. And you cannot change it. But remember, don't put your name there. I don't want to know your name. But an issue. Let's say you feel you are a thief. And you keep stealing. And you can't stop stealing. You just send it to us in an email. And I will pray for that as well. So we will be on my Bima. It will be on my paper. You know, all the name that I need to pray for, but all the issue that you have. So I come with that issue in front of God, and I say, those people confess that they have the issue, and they have no chance to change. Only you, God, can change them. And then I blow the shofar for you. And then that will go away. Because that's how the Creator changes. You want to change? Allow the Creator to change you. Do the best you can to become better. But don't beat yourself up. Look at the good, and tell the Creator, I tried to stop being a thief. Can't. That's how things work. So for that reason, say Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, all of the soul, come together and standing. Why standing? Because when you stand, it's respect. You're standing in front of your maker. For sometimes, you know, some of us forget we didn't create ourselves. This emanate Torah. And emanated. We are the emanated. I know we think we are it. Emanated is not emanator. It means something make us. Not just your parents. The soul. If you believe you have a soul. Continue. How to reinvent yourself. And it says like that. How you reinvent yourself. Said to us the Zohar and Mishpatim. One of the most powerful sections in the Zohar is Mishpatim. My kids asked me, which section in the Zohar can change you immediately? I say, Mishpatim. And it says like that. Shaninu, we study. And davar ba'olam ha'omed bifnei atshuva. There is nothing. Nothing in the world that can stand against a person want to become better. Ve'et kulam mekabel HaKadosh Baruch Hu bevadai. And God accepting every human being, whatever crime they did, any negativity they did, accept you. Im adam chozer b'tshuva. Of course, if the person commit to himself, not to God. God doesn't need your promise. You need your promise. Commit to try to change. and you have a difficult time to change, you have to ask for help. Please help me. I'm trying. I can win. And then the creator, the angels get involved. Once you commit. מכאן שתשובה שעוברת כמה גזרות ודינים. When a person commit themselves for a change or transformation to become better and better, while they think about themselves good, they look at that part. There's 10 points about me that are not good. Anger, lie, addiction, whatever it is. I want to change it. That want to change it is like a weapon to break down all the decree, all the judgment, all the chain that was made from steel and iron, and nothing can stand against the tshuva. So if a person before Rosh Hashanah knows that he did something wrong, just go in front of the master, for the creator, and cry. You can say, even I don't even have desire to change. I know it's wrong. Everybody tell me it's wrong. And I don't have the ability to change. And I don't have even the desire to ask for that ability to change. Even that, consider a tshuva. Because the creator is all love. The creator is all mercy. Mercy and love. You want to know what the creator made from? The DNA? Mercy and love. He want to give you mercy and love. Unfortunately, sometimes we don't feel we deserve it. So we believe that we are no good. So we go do negative thing. Even if a person did something purposely to be negative and bad person, and everybody tell him don't do it, and they do it, the day that they decide, I want to change, I want to become better, the creator himself become like a doctor to them, waiting for them to cure them. Beautiful. I just get excited from this section every time I'm reading it in the Zohar. I'm just looking for all the sections that relate to this week to make sure we all can do it. Now come a little bit of a problem. In Nitzavim, chapter 30, verse 14. No, actually verse 12, I'm sorry. There is a section that Rav Ashlag talk about it. Lo bashamayim hi lemor mi yale lanu hashamayim avyekacheh alanu v'yashbenu v'tzer. God is telling you the change is not in heaven. It's not so far from you. Lo me'ever layam. It's not across the sea. Ki karov elecha hadavar me'od beficha ulevecha la'asoto. This thing, say the creator, say Moses to the nation of Israel, it's so close, it's so easy to make it. All what you have to do is with your mouth and with your heart, make a decision to do it. It's almost like to say to yourself, on things that you believe you cannot do it, I can 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 do it. Repeat it. The words have power. Repeat it. And then next verse say, God said to him, I'm giving you life and I'm giving you good. I'm giving you death and I'm giving you bad. Why you have to say that to us? And then the next verse say, but I'm telling you, the way to get to the good and the life and everything is find love. Love of what? Love of the creator. Once you focus on loving the creator, not because you have to, then you're going to open a certain curtain that you're going to start feeling the love of the creator toward you. Don't you want to feel loved by the force that creates everything? Not by one human being. I'm talking about by the force that creates this universe will give you all the love that exists. And it says, "Bacharta b'chaim leman d'chiyah." Please choose love, life and love so you can stay alive and you're going to have a great life. And how do you do it? La'ava. You have to choose love the creator. And then everything opens up. Again, I don't want to sound like a preacher, and I'm sorry if I am. because it sounds like a preacher. But for me, this point is so important, because from a preacher point of view, it sounds like you gotta love God and all this and that. But when you look at God as a punishment and a rewarder, it sounds iffy. But if you look at the Creator or the God just chasing you to have a great life, and He doesn't need you to believe or love or respect, He doesn't need it. But there is a rules of regulation. There is two forces. The negative force wants you to be addicted to something called kaf small, meaning left column. What is the left column mean? Meaning, you can receive everything you want with no effort. Say Rav Ashlag, by the way. This comes from Rav Ashlag. When Rav Ashlag write to his student, he say, the disease of this generation. That's what he write. And the disease of the dark lord, how he make us addicted, that he want people to believe that they can get spirituality, they can get love, they can get joy and fun and happiness without making an effort. And for that reason, the dark lord give all this pleasure, fake pleasure, of course, and we chase it. And we cannot have enough time and love and respect left in our heart to love the source of all the good we're getting. So God is not punishing you. God tried to prevent you from following the wrong salesperson there. Yes, you're right. Some people work for that salesperson. Yeah. I was kidnapped. Debbie was kidnapped twice or three times. Yeah. Sometimes people kidnap you. Some of the kidnapper kidnap you by force. Some just have the, what do you call that, Khalil, flute. Some people do with the flute some wonderful music that's very convincing for you to come after them. And you follow them. They look spiritual. They talk about love the neighbor as thyself. But they just, the flute is a beautiful sound. So beautiful. And if you don't have a grandfather like my grandfather, thank God, and generation before, it's called Zachut, married, you cannot wake up because the flute is keep playing, never stop. And you feel that you've never been kidnapped. So those people work for the Dark Lord. That's their job. To scare you, to tell you to work on your ego, or tell you this, but you're never going to hear about the Creator. They even present the Dark Lord as a force. The Dark Lord works for the Creator too. He has a mission. He need to tempt you. He need to be in your way as a curveball to make sure that you overcome. Because life, happiness come in two conditions. Either when you achieve what you want to achieve, or either when you overcome a certain obstacle. That Dark Lord is the curveball. That's what the Dark Lord is. It's the curveball to make sure that you are overcoming. Tremendous, tremendous, tremendous. We say, I know we're getting late a little bit. I'm sorry about it. But I need to share more. Yeah. So there is spark that's flying around us every day. And telling us, please behave better. Please do better. Please believe that the Creator loves you. And every day is a spark. So when the spark, if at that day I didn't believe that the Creator loved me, at that day I didn't believe that the Creator respect me, that spark go to heaven with a sad face. And the angel say, what happened? I say, I'm a spark, I belong to so and so. And I try to convince them that you love, but I didn't make it. I'm so sorry. When a person pray on Rosh Hashanah, he can take all the spark of sadness and convert them into happiness. And then the next year is happy. This is from Zohar. Vayelech. V'shaninu. Achre sha'amad bifnei atzmu, mamtina sha'adam yaseh alav tshuva. That spark is sitting and waiting when that human it belongs to will do a tshuva for it. Sadness is this number one invitation of the Dark Lord. Second invitation, after you said, you know what I'm going to give you? Fake fulfillment. Always fake fulfillment. When you beat yourself up, it's him. When you say, okay, because I'm so sad, maybe I deserve a little bit this and this and that, that's him too. When you're happy, when you're in love, when you feel the love of the Creator, you don't need to sin. There's no need. A sin is when you run on empty. You feel the lack, you feel the void. It say, now it's a little scary what I'm about to say. Debbie, give me the sign that's very late, but I have to finish this point. I'm sorry about it. And it say like that. If the person did tshuva, did repentance, that spark go back to his place and he support the person, give him good idea, new idea what to do with life. If he didn't do it, he connect to the spirit that's standing in the front of the house. That spark connect to the spirit of the house. And he come to the house of that person. And he look like that person. He look like him. Al menat la'aralo. Vedar imo bavayit. And he live with him in the house. If the person change, meaning start to change and he look for the what I can do better, that force become good. If the person couldn't change, that person who live with you in the house get worse and worse every day. So the point was not to scare you, the point was to tell you what a great opportunity I think we have this weekend. What a great opportunity we have this week. What a great opportunity we'll have Saturday night when we start the Selichot. If I will be able, if Debbie will remind me, you remind me, I can put on the phone, if it will be enough people here, I can put on the phone with the shofar for all of you the Selichot. We meant to do it at around 12:30 a.m. on Saturday night so we can remove all the negativity and bring the spark. Women need to do it only one time, which is Saturday night. So that should be enough. Anyhow, our lecture come to an end, as I promised to Debbie to finish on time all the time. And maybe we have a little time, not for meditation, but maybe close your eyes for a second. And I want you to find three great things about yourself. Three wonderful great things. And I want you to write those three things on a rock. There is a giant rock across from the ocean. And you're carving all the great things about yourself at that rock. Beautiful. Yes, do it. Do it. Three things about you. What are you? What are you? How great are you? Are you sharing? Are you generous? Are you smart? Are you beautiful? Write it down on the rock. If you have more than three, keep doing it. Write it down. Now what I want you to do, I want you to get close to the beach, to the ocean, and take a stick and write down on the beach, on the area where the water meets the sand, three negative things about yourself that you can't stand. Write them down. Your bad habit, your addiction, the way you speak to people, the way you don't respect people, the way you don't respect yourself, all the negativity, I want you to put it there. Good. Now what I want you to do, I want you to stand up and look at heaven, beautiful blue sky. The sand is golden brown. To your right, you see the rock. with all the three great things about your personality, to your left, you see your negativity. Then you ask your maker, the creator, your emanator, and you said, dear creator, please make my three gifts that you gave me become stronger this year. And look to the ocean and see how the waves are eliminating what you wrote down as to your negative part. See how all those negativity is just gone. As the Creator help you to erase it, because negativity is an illusion. It's not even there. And when you look to the rock, those three things that you wrote down will stay there forever. Tell you another secret. Instead of these three negative things that was in the ocean, because in spirituality there's always balance, on that rock you have room to write another three wonderful things about yourself. Because if negative go away, then positive have to come instead. I let you this week to write on that rock the three additional positive things about yourself. I want to thank you. And I want to wish you also Leshana Tova, Shana Tova, and we will talk hopefully Bli Neder Bezot Hashem next Monday. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you. And let me say thank you to the people. Sorry, I didn't do it. Thank you to Darlene, Brenda, Dvora Shudelter, Karen, iPhone Marshall, Lydia Vega, Joanna is here, wonderful. Alicia Augusta, Sabrina CD, D1, Yvette Border, Gordon, hey, good to see you, Meyer, Nancy, Tom Allen, Susan Friend, Adriana Santo, que pasó, Nelly, Marty, I cannot see the name here. I'm sorry. Marta Quigley, Sarah Goldstein, Goldsmith Bam. I'm sorry, I'm not as good as you as in English. I'm sorry for that. iPhone again. Did I say everybody? I think I did. Gabrielle Duaquin. Gabriela, maybe. Nelly, I think I said. Michael, Andriana. Stop looking at my something. Am I saying everybody? I think I say everybody. Yes. Thank you, everybody. I love you. Please love yourself and have a great week. Thank you. Shut up.
Darlene,
Me?